Chase and Buttigieg upset Biden's student loan freeze ending, LOL no thank you. By Nick Gilbertson on December 13, 2021. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's husband, Chase Buttigieg, is upset the Biden administration's freeze on student loans is soon ending. In August, the Biden administration extended the freeze on student loans until the end of January 2022, with a 0% interest rate, Breitbart News reported. Now that the extension is coming to an end, Chase, 32, is upset he will have to pay off his loans. Chase publicly voiced his displeasure in an Instagram story post on Saturday, where he shared an image of a message he received indicating he would once again have to make payments. Chase, your student loan payments restart after January 31, 2022. You'll soon receive a bill from your student loan servicer, the message read. LOL no thank you Merry Christmas next, the transportation secretary's husband wrote in the post. The Instagram post has garnered criticism. Representative Madison Cawthorn, RNC, weighed in on Chase's post in a statement to Fox News. Chase Buttigieg's personal responsibility seems to be lost in Pete Buttigieg's supply chain crisis, Cawthorn said. When the Washington elites start thinking they're victims just because they have to pay their bills, expect that mentality to spill over into the radical socialist policies of the Biden administration, the representative added. These are the guys who complain that they couldn't afford rent in D.C. on Pete's $220,000 salary. And all their money from writing books, tweeted Republican communicator Matt Whitlock. A good reminder that the left's cancel student loan debt goal would overwhelmingly help financially comfortable people. Whitlock was alluding to a July interview with The Washington Post, in which Chase made a fuss about Washington, D.C., rental prices. He said the transportation secretary and he couldn't afford the one-bedroom plus den, though sec. Buttigieg's salary is listed at $221,400, according to the Post. The couple settled for an 800-square-foot apartment for around $3,000 per month in the elitist Capsule Hill neighborhood of Eastern Market. They chose the high-end building because of its location and the security it offered, the Post reports.